And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immune Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. How you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Better, couldn't get any better.
You know, it's feeling a little warmer out there.
It is. You go outside, you don't hardly have to zip your coat up today.
I didn't even put one on.
I like it. That might change, so let's not get our hopes up.
I know.
It's the way it goes. Well, today we're going to talk about red meat. Alzheimer's.
That's right.
Yes. Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I was looking, I always like to look when I'm planning these that if there's national months that are fun or awareness months or anything like that. And January is National Meat Month, which a lot of people out here like meat.
I'll be celebrating.
So there we go, right? But in honor of National Meat Month, there was a study that came out this month. Again, another one that indicated that red meat might increase our risk for dementia, Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, kind of all of those neurological conditions that fit into that category. So I thought we could talk a little bit about what that study was actually looking at and what it means, and then what people can do if that's something that they're worried about. So the headline is sensational, right? When they do that all the time with nutrition research, is we put out a headline that says, this food is now going to give you Alzheimer's or kill you sooner.
Theater popcorn will kill you.
Yeah, all the things.
That was it for a while back there.
Yeah. It was. So there's so many things that you know, they do. They want people to click on it. They want people to read whatever it says. But I think it's important for us to dig in a little deeper and then see what the research actually shows. So again, this isn't the first study that showed that red meat and processed meat might be associated with some cognitive decline. And this one was a study that was done on about 100, and or they used the information from a couple of studies that included more than 130,000 healthcare providers. So this is nurses, doctors, people who are involved in a couple of very large studies. So what they've been looking at is looking all the way back to like the 1980s is when some of this research started, which is important because when we talk about cognitive decline, we talk about Alzheimer's, things like that, they're not things that just happen overnight, right? These are conditions that take years, if not decades, or a lifetime to develop. So when they did this study and they looked at these results, they were looking at, of these people enrolled in these studies, how many of them had newly diagnosed Alzheimer's, and then what did their food frequency questionnaires look like? And we'll talk about that in a second. And basically what it showed is that more than 1 3-ounce serving of red meat per day is associated with an increased risk of cognitive decline. So 3 ounces, we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, roughly the size of a deck of cards. When was the last time you ate a steak the size of a deck of cards?
Never.
Never. So most
maybe
people...
Maybe a small hamburger or something.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Most people eat meat, red meat in particular, that is much larger than that 3-ounce serving. So important to note that one of the things that they found was that people age faster with each additional serving. So each additional 3-ounce serving of red meat per day was associated with about 1.6 years when we talk about aging more quickly. They also looked at processed meat, and they found that more than a daily quarter of a serving of processed meat, so that's things like bacon and sausage and hot dogs and deli meat and things like that, was associated with an increased risk of dementia by about 13%, and risk of cognitive decline was higher by about 14%. So those percentages probably don't feel enormous when we talk about a 13% increase in our risk, but they're statistically significant and they are meaningful. One of the things that they also found is that when people replaced that red meat with things like nuts and lentils, so a lot of our plant-based proteins, they reduced the risk of cognitive decline and they aged more slowly by about 1.4 years. So again, the evidence continues to build that in excess, red meat might increase our risk for cognitive decline. Now, there's a lot of extra things that factor into that, right? Like our genetics. We don't even know all of the genetics that are connected with our meat and saturated fat consumption and things like that. The other parts of our diet. And now when they look at this kind of stuff, they do try typically, and I was not able to find the full statistical analysis of everything they adjusted for this study. But typically, they will adjust for the things that we know or that we believe are associated otherwise, like vegetable intake or or fiber intake as a whole. So typically when we see these results, that's after a statistical analysis that has already accounted for intake of these other things. I don't know that they did that here, but I'm guessing they did, or it probably wouldn't have been published. So one of the interesting things, though, is that, like I said, these are done with food frequency questionnaires. Have you heard of a food frequency questionnaire before?
No.
It's one of these things.
So.
It's one of these things that people are handed in a study, and it'll say, you know, mark how often you eat each of these foods, and then it'll list a whole bunch of foods, and you say that you have it, you know, more than once a day. It varies based on what the food they're asking about is. Now, typically, because that is a self-report, people tend to over-report things that are perceived to be healthy and under-report things that are perceived to be unhealthy. So on that, people don't typically report that they have 5 or more servings of sugary beverages in a day, for example, even if they do, because sugary beverages are perceived to be less healthy. So when we do studies that are based off of food frequency questionnaires, the results aren't perfect. But when we look at this large of a number, they become more reliable. So then if this is a reliable study, if red meat is associated with an increased risk of cognitive decline, why, right? Well, one of the things they believe comes back to one of the things I talk about all the time, and that's the gut. You've probably heard me talk about it before.
I've heard you talk about guts.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who's tuned into Taco has probably heard me talk about our gut bacteria and the microbiome, all of the microorganisms we have living in our intestines. And that has a direct communication with our brain. So we have thousands and thousands of nerve endings in our gut, and they communicate directly with our brain. So the bacteria that live there and the things that those bacteria produce are directly associated with and communicating with our brain. So if the bacterial composition in our gut is not right or is not optimal, then it can create things like bacterial amyloids, which are just a product of our gut bacteria fermentation that increase inflammation in our brain. So that's one reason they think that it might be the case. It might be our saturated fat intake increasing. Now, we said that that's not as strongly correlated with cardiovascular disease as we believed, but there might be a correlation with neurological health, and then maybe just processed foods in general. So a steak is not a processed food necessarily, but a sausage probably is. So depending on where it came from, what the quality of it is, all of that's going to make a difference too. And we can't always necessarily get down to that level of detail with something like a food frequency questionnaire. So what can you do then?
Moderation.
Always, right?
Right.
So I'm certainly not telling people to cut back on their red meat intake or to eliminate their red meat intake, because it is loaded with nutrition. It's a great source of protein, loaded with iron and other minerals, B vitamins and other vitamins, so many things that we get from it that are good for us. But if we can do things like adding lentils or beans or things like that into our meals, like tacos or burgers or chili or anything like that, not only can we increase what we're getting from plant-based proteins, but we can also decrease our food budget a little bit too. We can stretch that food dollar a little bit further, because beans and lentils and nuts, sometimes beans and lentils for sure, tend to be less expensive. Animal proteins tend to be more expensive unless you're raising your own. So if we just stretch that meat a little bit further, we're going to have less in a single serving, and that food budget's going to go further, and it might be good for our cognitive health. We can always add in more fish and poultry, some of our leaner proteins. And then really one of the big things is just make sure you're getting lots of veggies and lots of colorful veggies, adding those dark green leafy vegetables in that we know are good for brain health, adding in those richly colored blue, purple, and black foods like blueberries and eggplant and things like that that we know are good for our cognitive health, making sure you're getting good sources of omega-3 fats and other healthy fats like fish, fatty fish, and nuts and seeds, all of that kind of stuff that we know is good for our brain health. If you are somebody who loves red meat, don't give it up. Just make sure you're getting enough of these other things in there. And maybe try to limit how much of that red meat you're getting from fast food and processed foods.
I should cut back from 4 beef commercials to 2 maybe during the county fair. Or...
What you do on 4 days out of the year is not going to determine your cognitive
health. I'll stick to it then.
Yes. But maybe don't do that every day of the year.
Yeah. I always, when I have a burger, I try to add some vegetables. French fries, I think, are.
They are from a potato.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not quite what I was talking about.
Okay. All right.
And that one piece of lettuce, that one slice of tomato, those two pieces of onion.
That's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. It's not quite enough to offset.
Not quite what you're...
Okay. Not if it's every meal.
Okay. Maybe a good salad would be better.
There you go.
All right. All right, Amber. Well, thanks. A lot of good information there once again.
Thank you.
And if anybody has any questions on this or wants to talk to you more about it, how do they find you?
Yep. You can find me online at immunutrition.com. That's immunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at immunutrition, or call here to the station and you guys can get people in touch with me.
Sounds good. We'll see you for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great.
Week from today.
Thank you.